None but the hungry heart. 3.9. Prayer perseverance. God hath quickened us together with Christ, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 2:4-6. What is our attitude concerning our needs in the Christian life and warfare? Are we outside the armoury, struggling and pleading for supplies? Or are we inside the arsenal, ready to be fully supplied and armed as our daily needs require? Be strong in the Lord. Be empowered through your union with him. Draw your strength from him. It has come these days with new light and power that the first thing we have to see as we draw near to God day by day is that our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. If we listen in the stillness till our hearts begin to respond to what he is thinking and feeling about the matter in question, whether it concerns ourselves or others, we can, from that moment, begin praying downwards from the throne, instead of praying upwards from ourselves. We must not think the revelation as to the will of God is an end in itself. It is but the first phase of a prayer ministry. When Daniel had prayed through to an understanding of the ways of the Lord, he then set himself three times a day to persevere in prayer for the fulfilment. His prayer ministry took him into the lion's den, but it also brought him out again, and he was able to see the things through to the glorious end. Let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Hebrews 4:16.